doing here is shooting for perfect big seats on Jerry, because that's what we do.
I know, Jerry.
So this is the back of the very last molar. Not a lot of space back there. He's got cuts in his cheek. And these are ones you cut on the pull rather than the push, because you don't want to smack him in the back of the mouth.
It's an unseasonal and verging on bitterly cold April morning at Keeneland, but equine dentist Guy Barry is in his shirt sleeves, floating teeth in Todd Pletcher's racing barn. Being an equine dentist is physically demanding. You're literally filing off excess growth and rasping the rough edges of the horse's teeth with a giant carbide file.
I understand that it is a physical job. Certainly helps if you have an affinity for horses.
Horses have no nerves or bloodstream in their teeth, so it doesn't hurt them. It's akin to having your nails done. But even so, a good bedside manner still goes a long way. Barry uses a speculum, a metal contraption that holds the horse's mouth open fairly comfortably and allows him to work inside the mouth unimpeded.
But this is it's a feeling getting your hands to your eyes.
He typically has to sedate less than 10% of the horses he treats.
I like Jerry, and he's liking me right now. And they can tell if you're comfortable with them. Like if you're a horseman or not a horseman. I mean, so the line for am I sedating or am I not is you can't win a fight with 1,200 pounds. Doesn't happen. Lots of people think they can, but I'm sure if you got in a boxing ring with a guy that big, you should run for your life. And if I'm trying to fight them or wrestle with them, you can't get the job done properly. So
Barry is an out-and-out horseman. He grew up in Ireland as part of a horsey family and takes pride in doing his job properly.
You know, when you're floating teeth, especially for riding horses, there's one result on all of them. It's perfection or nothing. There's no, it's kind of okay. Everything needs to be symmetrical, the same. And it's never a rush for me. I'll spend as long as I have to make it that way.
Before he starts and after he's finished, he takes some time to bond with each horse, stroking and patting it, getting to know it, making sure the horse is comfortable with him.
Aren't you good?
Yes.
This is the best part of my job, we get to cuddle ponies. That's what I tell my buddies. They go, what do you do? I go, pop caps and pet ponies. All day long.
Yes, you're very good.
Barry's path to becoming a professional equine dentist was something of a happy accident.
Growing up in Ireland, I rode steeplechase races and all sorts of stupid shit to try and hurt myself on horses, and had a horse I rode at the time that we never could really get full weight on, his ribs and his back end. And at the first horse dentist in Ireland at the time, we had his teeth done, put him out on grass for about a month, and you would not find the horse on the farm if you forgot what field you put him in. He put on so much weight. So that's what got me hooked on it. And then I came over to the U.S., did an apprenticeship with a man called Jim Hamilton, who was, everyone called him Big Jim. He worked for Bill Mott, Nick Zito, Wayne Lucas. He'd go to Japan and Dubai, and spent about 2 years with him.
On completing his apprenticeship, Barry returned to Ireland to launch his career.
Yeah, work, yeah. Find as many as Jim Hamilton and Jim Bays, who was a very famous farrier out in Dubai. They said to me, go find someone who'll let you go in a field and float their horse's teeth, which was the whole of Ireland, basically. So,
according to Barry, the horse's mouth is relatively simple.
Such a good boy, Jerry.
The theory and, you know, all that in horse's teeth, it's not very complicated. You can fit it in a very small book, but it's just practice. It's more of a finely honed craft than it is some massively complex dental or medical procedure.
However simple Barry says it is, it's essential. A horse that is feeling pain or discomfort from sharp edges on his teeth will often have trouble eating or stop eating altogether. Riding horses are controlled by a metal bit that rests in the horse's mouth and is connected via the reins to the rider's hands, so any irregularity can make a monumental difference.
To the tune where you can make them, I could engineer them to turn the wrong way if I wanted to. It's that they're that sensitive in their mouth when it comes to riding, and that's sort of more the performance end, which I enjoy a lot, which is why I enjoy doing these horses.
It's called floating teeth because...
Because your file is floating over the top of the teeth.
Barry's tools are surprisingly spare and simple. A metal bucket, the speculum, a lead rope, a few rasps and a couple of specialised pliers for pulling teeth will usually suffice. The only way to tell a horse's age is by looking at its teeth.
And that, again, isn't an exact science, but the more you look at them, the better you'll be at it.
Barry made Todd Pletcher Racing his priority last year, and now spends his time travelling up and down the East Coast attending to Pletcher's string, which can number over 200 at the height of the season. Typically, a horse of racing age will need its mouth checked every 4 months or so for maintenance, and more often if a problem arises. Pletcher has won 7 Eclipse Awards for Trainer of the Year and 2 Kentucky Derbies, so surely Barry dreams of doing the teeth of a Derby champion.
Well, I have. Yeah, no, it's cool.
I would have led with that.
You know what? It doesn't... Honestly, it doesn't have to be a Derby winner. It's great to be be a cog in the wheel that is, you know, a very, very top-notch racing operation. It's fun to have an involvement. So, I get as excited if they win a maiden race as anything.
It's true. Barry spends as much time loving on the horse, explaining what he's doing to me, and showing the exercise rider how to feel the difference in the horse's mouth before and after, as he does doing the actual dental work. His passion for what he does and his work ethic are abundantly clear.
For me, it's I get my jollies making their mouth perfect and knowing they can eat and ride well. To some people, that seems absolutely nuts, but I truly love what I do. So I don't wake up in the morning, oh, God, I've got to go to work on Saturday. I'm like, woohoo!
For the record, Barry worked on 2017 Kentucky Derby winner Always Dreaming. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.